Welcome to All Things Trust and Wills, the Albertson and Davidson podcast. Hello, this is Keith Davidson. Welcome to another episode of All Things Trust and Wills. Today we're going to talk about the top 10 things that you need to know if you're heading into trial. So if you have a trust or will lawsuit, ultimately, if that case doesn't settle, it must go to trial in order to be decided by the judge. It's called due process, and you're entitled to due process under both the state and the federal constitution. And the only way to get that due process is to have everybody present their evidence at trial. So the top 10 things you need to know, let's start off with number 10, preparation is key. There's a lot to prepare for heading into trial. A lot of times our cases have a lot of documents that we have to get ready. We typically have expert witnesses who must testify. We have examination outlines and cross-examination outlines that we have to prepare. There might be some pre-trial motions to try and keep out some evidence that we know is going to be damaging and that has no relevance to the case before us. We have opening statements and closing statements that have to be prepared, and any other list of things, how to get documents in, how to keep the other side's documents out. It's a lot of work, so make sure that you're preparing. A lot of preparation goes into trial, and the more preparation you have, the better you're likely to do at time of trial. Number 9 of the top 10 things you must know going into trial. All evidence are facts, but not all facts are evidence. So just because you have a fact, it does not mean that it's going to become evidence. Because under the California Evidence Code, we have a whole series of rules as to what becomes evidence and what doesn't. And of course, most people have heard of something called hearsay. And that's an out-of-court statement that's used to prove something is true inside of court. A lot of times people think you cannot use hearsay evidence, which technically you cannot, but there's something like 23 exceptions to the hearsay rule. So you just have to know your way around all the exceptions. You also have to show that your facts are relevant to the case, that you've set foundations so the facts are authenticated, and you have to be able to get around the hearsay rule. So there's a lot to know in terms of just the evidence rules heading into trial. Number 8 of our top 10 list of things you must know going into trial is you have to know who has the burden of proof. One party at the beginning of the lawsuit, at the beginning of the trial, has the burden of proving their case. The other side, meanwhile, can just sit back and poke holes in that case. Only once that initial burden is established does the other side then have to prove anything. So you have to understand whether or not you carry the burden, which if you're the one bringing the lawsuit, if you're the petitioner, also known as the plaintiff, then you probably are the one who has the initial burden of proof. You need to know that heading into trial. Number 7 of the top 10 things you must know for trial. You have to know when to make objections and when not to make objections. So there's a lot of times when people ask questions of witnesses on the stand, and it might be objectionable for any number of reasons. Relevance, lack of foundation, hearsay. There's all these reasons that you can object to a question to a witness. Sometimes you want to object because you have to protect your rights. But there's also times when you could object, but you choose not to because there's some strategy to it. If you're making an objection to an area that you feel is your case is weak on, you might actually be highlighting that for the judge if you make a series of objections. So sometimes it's better not to object, but you have to think about that. There's a strategy behind objecting, knowing when to do it, knowing when not to do it. Number 6 on the top 10 things you must know going into trial, documents speak for themselves. I can't tell you how many times I've seen lawyers, and I've done this myself as a young lawyer too, they'll put a document in front of a witness and they'll ask the witness to read the document or read from the document. You're simply not supposed to do that. There's a rule that says documents speak for themselves. Whatever the document says, the judge or the jury can see that for themselves. A witness is not supposed to read that document into evidence. So instead, the usefulness of a document is showing it to a witness and asking them, have they ever seen it? What action did they take after they got that document? What knowledge did they have after they've read that document? So you have to look at all the things that surround the document, but having a witness read the document itself into evidence simply isn't proper. So you have to understand how to work with documents at time of trial. Number five on our top 10 list of things you must know heading into trial. There can only be one chief in this tribe. What do I mean by that? There's only one case in chief. So there's actually an order in which evidence is presented at time of trial. And first, the case in chief of the petitioner is put on, and the other side is allowed to cross-examine based on that. And then once that's over, the respondent or the defendant gets to put on their case in chief. You have to understand that order of things because it makes a difference on the type of questions you can ask and when you can ask them. Number four, the top 10 things you have to know heading into trial, subpoena your witnesses. It's important to have all of your witnesses under subpoena so that they're legally obligated to attend trial. If you don't subpoena the witnesses, then they legally don't have to be there and they won't be testifying at your trial. Number three of the top 10 things you must know heading into trial, you have to know how to keep evidence out. So as much as you want your facts to be admitted into evidence, you also want the opposing party's facts to be kept out of evidence. And you can do that at times if you know the evidence rules, because there might be evidence that the other side is trying to introduce that simply isn't proper. And so if you know the evidence rules, like we mentioned before, then you know how to keep the other side's evidence out. And that, at times, can be just as good and maybe even better than having your evidence admitted into the court's consideration. The number two thing you need to know on the top 10 list of things you need to know heading into trial is you have to make sure that you have your experts ready to go. Most of our cases, whether they're financial cases like trustee actions, or whether you're trying to overturn a trust or will, they require expert witnesses. Those experts have to be lined up and ready to testify. And typically, expert depots are taken within 15 days of time of trial. They're usually the last depositions that go forward. And so it's important to have your experts lined up and ready to go. And the number one thing you have to know heading into trial is that trial is controlled chaos. So you're never fully prepared for trial. You have no idea how the other side is going to act in trial. You have no idea how the judge is going to rule on evidentiary objections or objections to the questions you ask of witnesses. You don't even really know how witnesses are going to testify on the stand. Sometimes people say one thing outside of court, but under the pressure of being on the stand, they say something different. So you have to be prepared for that controlled chaos. Sometimes things just go out of control. And you have to do your best and stand up and improvise. So at the end of the day, trial really is a crapshoot. But the more prepared you are to head into trial and the more prepared you are to be flexible once you're there, the better you're likely to do. So that's the top 10 things you need to know heading into your trust or will trial. For more information about this and many other trust and will topics, please see our website at www.aldavlaw.com. That's www.aldavlaw.com.